Hits FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This week on KPR Presents, we talk to the creators of Hope and the Winds of Grief, a new children's book to help kids grieving a loss by suicide.
We don't want to beat around the bush. We don't want to use euphemisms. This is something we want to say, you've had this experience, and we're going to talk about it.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me for KPR Presents, 6 o'clock Sunday evening on Kansas Public Radio.
Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly sunny, partly cloudy today with a slight chance of showers this afternoon. Highs today in the lower 90s. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Coming up in Uganda, a new power plant project is bringing jobs and energy to the region. Is it also making people sick and stressed? We'll have that report from Willem Marks coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Then stay with us following Weekend Edition Sunday. This morning on This Old House Radio Hour, we'll walk through the essentials of a professional home inspection so homeowners can protect their biggest investment with confidence. Also, our experts break down the red flags, green lights, and smart questions to ask before hiring a contractor. This Old House Radio Hour is this morning at 10 o'clock on KPR 1. If you're listening to us on KPR 2, it's This American Life at 10 o'clock. This morning on This American Life, college disorientation. Why back to school feels a little different on college campuses this year. That's at 10 o'clock on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, a Kansas-based retirement savings company seeking employees who want to make a difference in their careers and communities. Details on current openings at securitybenefit.com.
We've got partly cloudy skies, partly sunny skies in our forecast for today. Highs in the lower 90s. It's 70 degrees in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Your consumption.
I'm Scott Detrow. We hear how heat can spur us to eat more sugar and what that means in a warming world. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock. On Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow Karen Willey moderates Water for Our Future with state legislators Kenny Titus and Lindsey Vaughn, September 23rd. More at doleinstitute.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Also tonight is the Emmy Awards. But before we hear who the official Emmy Award winners are, we'll check in with NPR's critic at large, Eric Deggans, for the Deggies, the shows that really deserve recognition. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
We've got a mix of clouds and sunshine this morning, becoming partly sunny. A slight chance of showers this afternoon. Highs today in the lower 90s. It's 70 degrees in Atchison, 70 in Emporia, 72 in Manhattan, 71 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Subaru, the choice of this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away. Then we'll have news from the KPR newsroom. That's all ahead here on Kansas Public Radio.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and you'll receive a tax deduction.
We've got cloudy and partly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area right now. Our forecast calls for partly sunny skies today, highs in the lower 90s. This is KPR.
Injured, four seriously in clashes with some protesters. About 5,000 people joined a nearby counter-protest organized by Stand Up to Racism.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas City police are investigating after reports of shots being fired at the Worlds of Fun amusement park. KCTV reports that the park was evacuated last night after an off-duty officer received reports of someone hearing possible gunfire shortly after 9 o'clock. Police on the scene broke up several disturbances involving juveniles fighting, but found no evidence that shots were fired. No injuries were reported, no weapon was found, and officers were unable to determine the cause of the sound. Last night was the first night of Worlds of Fun's annual Halloween haunt. The Federal Aviation Administration is seeking $3.1 million in fines from Boeing over safety violations, including ones related to Alaska Airlines losing a door plug panel in mid-flight in January 2024. KAKE-TV reports that the FAA identified hundreds of quality system violations at Boeing's factory in Renton, Washington, and at Spirit AeroSystems 737 factory in Wichita. In a statement yesterday, Boeing said it's reviewing the FAA's proposed penalty. Kansas City Royals lost to the Philadelphia Phillies last night, 8-6, but it was a big night for catcher Salvador Perez. He hit his 300th career home run and reached 1,000 career RBIs. That moved him a little closer to a spot in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. They play their third in the series at 12:35 today in Philadelphia.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at melvilletrust.org.
Partly cloudy skies this morning, becoming partly sunny this afternoon, a slight chance of showers. Highs today in the lower 90s, winds from the south 10 to 15 miles per hour. We've got a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with, again, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's 72 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com.
The Trump administration recently released its MAHA report on kids' health. But can you make America healthy again without talking about cigarettes, vaping, and nicotine? That story just ahead from Yuki Noguchi on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. September is National Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. Next time on KPR Presents, How to Talk to Kids About Suicide Loss. Stacey Lamb and Scott Emmons are the author of Hope and the Winds of Grief. That's on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1. Stacey Lamb and Scott Emmons will be among the dozens of authors at the upcoming Kansas Book Festival going on next weekend in Topeka. You can find a complete list of all the goings-on there at their website, kansasbookfestival.com.
Support for KPR comes from the Manhattan Arts Center, presenting...
This is NPR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. I've just come from the Morning Edition meeting where we were posing questions about the killing of Charlie Kirk. What do his life and death say about political speech, political violence, and the state of this country? We'll try for answers and have an update on the investigation tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with KC Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyowski Dance Company, September 19th and 20th. More at jccc.edu/mtc.
New Zealand is home to some of the most unique birds in the world. The kiwi, of course, but also the black stilt, the New Zealand fairy tern, Salvin's mollymauk. But some of those species have almost been wiped out. Just ahead, how the public is helping bring them back. A good news story on Weekend Edition Sunday coming up here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and networking for artists. Tickets at mixmaster2025.com.
We've got a mix of sunshine and clouds in our forecast for today. A slight chance of showers this afternoon. Highs today in the lower 90s. It's 74 and cloudy in Atchison, 73 in Chanute, 72 in Emporia. Here in Lawrence, 73 degrees. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Available in three new flavors, tropical, berry, and citrus. Learn more at drinkag1.com. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
If keeping your old car running is starting to feel like you're setting money on fire, the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help extinguish that flame. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org to help support KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday. Then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour, coming up at 10 o'clock, 1 hour from now. We'll walk through the essentials of a professional home inspections, and our experts break down the red flags, green lights, and smart questions to ask before hiring a contractor. That's on This Old House Radio Hour, this morning at 10 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. Partly sunny skies in our forecast for today. We do have a chance of showers. Highs today in the lower 90s. It's 72 in Topeka.